This is Akashwani, the news read by Netya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and take initiatives to facilitate them. Addressing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, the lack of which often leads to the harassment of citizens. He urged the participants that states should reform the governance model to encourage citizens' participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said that it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform, and it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. Talking about circular economy, Prime Minister Modi appreciated that the Gobardhan program is now being seen as a big energy resource. He observed that this initiative converts waste into wealth while also making the aged cattle an asset rather than a liability. He directed the states to explore concepts of viability gap funding for recycling of e-waste. In the health sector, the Prime Minister urged that under the Fit India movement, obesity should be taken as a big challenge in Bharat. He said that only a fit and healthy India can be a Viksit Bharat. He also opined that Bharat can be made TB Mukt by the end of 2025. Mr. Modi added that the Asha and Anganwadi workers can play a big role in delivering this goal. Talking about aspirational districts and blocks program, Prime Minister Modi said that competent officers posted in these blocks and districts can bring about massive changes at the ground level. The three-day conference was held in Delhi from 13th to the 15th of December. 39 ministers were inducted into the Council of Ministers of the BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra yesterday. These include 33 cabinet ministers and 6 ministers of state who were sworn in at a ceremony in Raj Bhavan in Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly inducted ministers, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were also present on the occasion. In the cabinet ministerial berths, BJP tops the tally with 16 cabinet ministers and 3 ministers of state, while Shiv Sena got 9 cabinet berths and 2 ministers of state. Nationalist Congress parties, 8 cabinet ministers and 1 minister of state took oath. Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake, who arrived in New Delhi yesterday for a 3-day visit to India, marking his first foreign trip after assuming office in September, said that he had productive discussions with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. In a social media post, President Dissanayake said that during his official visit to India, he had the privilege of engaging in productive discussions with Finance Minister, External Affairs Minister and National Security Advisor. These conversations focused on strengthening Indo-Sri Lanka economic cooperation, enhancing investment opportunities, fostering regional security and advancing key sectors such as tourism and energy. These engagements reaffirm the commitment to deepening the partnership between the two nations, he added. In women's under-19 T20 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a massive 9-wicket win over arch-rival Pakistan in their opening Group A match at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Opting to bat first, Pakistan were restricted to 67 by 7 in 20 overs. In reply, chasing a meagre total of 68 runs, India overhauled the target in just 7.5 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.